I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It's booby month.
Okay.
It's breast cancer awareness.
It's booby month, everybody. Get
that? I never
that?
Thought about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, booby month. That's an easy way to remember it.
Booby month.
Because it's October.
Get your boobies checked.
There's still time. You know there's still time. Call right now. Log on and get yourself an appointment to get your boobies checked. Get all the stuff checked.
Why do you think women don't get mammograms? What do you think? I mean, I know why I didn't get them for a long time. And then why I get them so regularly now.
I feel like for most women, it's situational where you want to press your titties up against glass or something. You know, you want to do that on spring break. You want to do that at Senior Frogs. You don't want to, like, have, you know, a really nice woman who's a gentle lover named Valerie, you know, slip them in between two encyclopedias and then press.
Did you think it hurt?
I do think it's. I think where it hurts is under your armpit.
I agree. My armpit chub, which also is upsetting that I can stand a few inches away from the plate and they're capable of pulling enough to get it squeezed in there. It's not like they're like, oh, you have so little body fat that we can't put it in the squeezer. I'm like, hold on.
Well, and I don't know. Wait, what was I going to say, you guys? This
well, we
is
were.
Part of what I was
asking
talk about.
You. Why
are
do you
we
think
even podcasting?
Oh yeah, we're podcasting.
We're podcasting.
Thanks for coming to the I'm So Hard podcast. You can find us wherever podcasts are listened to. Also, rate, review, and subscribe because that's how people give us support, and we need it.
Yeah.
So we're trying to grow our numbers like everybody else in this frickin' town.
Oh, I meant I. There's the highlighter I should have used to have coherent thoughts during this
Wait,
podcast.
Wait, let me go back. Why else do you think women do not?
Women are self-conscious about their breasts.
Do you think
no
so?
No matter what the shape. Yeah.
Really? You think that's a reason why women don't go in and get a mammogram? Is they're shy about their bodies?
I mean, there are women who like, you know, you don't know what you're getting. You walk into this room, you're going to have a radiology. You're just going to have a, you know, it's not always. Yes, I think women are self-conscious about it. And it's none of us are ever looking forward to doing it.
Right. I think mine was – well, I have to say my radiologist is very attractive. I got weird about it.
Well,
but,
that could be weird. That could be a deterrent, but
or,
I'm glad that it's an encouragement.
I think he said he can no longer care for me because I made it weird. I started wearing like really lacy bras.
It was – she slipped him her phone number as –
in my cleavage?
Yeah. No, as he was like placing her boob in the smasher and – he's like, ma'am.
No, Valerie did that. And she was lovely. She was lovely and kind and very little. And I felt like she literally had to like at one point hoist her hands up to like put everything on the.
Yeah.
But for me, I did not get a mammogram until I was 40. And I think that my thought was, well, I don't have any breast cancer in my family.
Yeah.
I'm busy. I've got kids. I'll push it down the way. Also, doctors scare the shit out of me because I think there was a little part of me that was like, not knowing is better than knowing, which is the dumbest thing a human can think. No, but
totally.
Literally, I'm like, I don't want to know because then that means I have cancer. And so that's the dumbest fucking thing I've ever said. And so when I went, also the pain, like the idea of it being painful was scary to me because I don't like going to doctors. I will avoid going to a doctor unless I come out looking better than as much as I humanly can. I love the Zoom of it all. I'm like, yeah, get in, get out, talk to you, send me a prescription, bye-bye. I don't like blood tests, all that shit. No way.
You could do a whole side gig, like probably on OnlyFans, demonstrating a breast inspection, you know.
100%.
But I don't think it will. It'll make money, but I don't know if it'll find
it. Here's the problem. I think it would make like $18 and that would make me feel bad. I think my feet would make more money.
That's true. That's, we're working on that. We're working on that, you guys.
But I would say to anybody who's listening to this and they're like, I've never had one because of XYZ, I say like, we all don't dry our jeans the whole way because we want them to last longer. So shouldn't we do that with our boobs and our lives? Like, you know what I mean? Like, we all do these things, not only just for preservation because we're being frugal or because we are, you know, trying not to use too much energy or whatever it is, you should be doing that same thing to yourself in terms of like longevity, really. Like,
yeah.
You go in, like if you're 30 and your family has breast cancer in their family, go get your boobs checked out because if early detection
gene test and all that kind of stuff.
Yes,
now.
Go in and know because knowing means you can be in front of it. And it's, I know the genes metaphor now, it's very messed up. I meant we
jeans,
dry, we don't
J-E-A-N-S.
Yes, we don't dry our jeans all the way because we know they last longer. Help me. You know what
sure
I'm trying to
my
say?
My jeans are dried, you know. That's
I'm
what
just
I'm
saying. I hang them up because
today.
They're expensive and I don't want them to die out too soon. So do the same thing with your tits.
Well, it's everything to have early detection on everything. Think of how you want your own daughter to treat her body and take care of her body and do that exact same thing for yourself. But I do think part of the reason too, which is I think men don't understand that there's a baby in your stomach until like they see it.
Yeah.
Like I really felt like my husband sort of got it when he would go and see like an ultrasound or something like that, because until you see it, you don't think it's real, which same thing with COVID for people was like,
yeah.
Until they had it, they didn't think it was a
thing. Yeah,
they're
like, my lungs have collapsed, but what could this thing be? I don't know.
I think it's a thing for us as animals that we need to like see it to think that it's real. And like for women, I think sometimes it's like, oh, I'll feel something if it.
Right.
Well,
it's far down the road. If you can feel it, it's gotten further than if you would have
just gotten.
And
here.
I'm not, that's not me shaming anybody, by the way, because I'm telling you, I didn't want to go. But then once
we're
I
all busy,
did.
And God, man, they're busy too.
Everybody's busy.
To get an appointment.
Everybody's busy. Those places take a long time to get in. You have to advocate for yourself, which is fun because that's what we're going to talk about today.
Yep.
But like you have to take the bull by the horns and get in there and get them checked out. And honestly, my takeaway is it was not painful. I didn't think it was terribly embarrassing. I've put my boobs on worse.
Oh, like, yeah. It's not.
It's not that big of a deal. The guy came in and then did an ultrasound on top of it. And I did pay a little bit out of pocket because I wanted my results right away because I can't. The idea of like waiting 2 weeks feels impossible. But now I do, thanks to Jennifer Garner, she showed that every year she puts it on the same day of her calendar. Every year she makes an appointment when she leaves the appointment. And that's what I've been doing too. And I'm so happy I do it. It makes me feel very, I don't know, like I'm doing the right thing for myself.
Totally. It's like one of the best ways you can take care of yourself and your
And then I go get a mani-pedi and I get lunch by myself and I make a day of it because my husband thinks a mammogram takes 72 hours.
Well, it, you know, you
what
do it the right way, it does. And the place that I go to that's like right down by my house is there's an element of Burke Williams Spa to it where you
That
like,
is not where I go.
You go and you put your stuff away and they give you like a little robe thing and then you get to sit in a waiting room that has like nice music and TVs and you get to chit-chat with other ladies.
I think mine's in a van. And I'm fine with that. It's real brass tacks.
Well, yeah.
I roll in and they're like, slap it up here. And I'm like, all right.
A mobile machine is not – they do have those.
I think those are cool.
Yeah, I think those are great. I like it that some woman was like, no, you need to get a mammogram so bad. I'm going to drive to your house with this $8 million machine.
100%. And you know what, ladies? If you are someone who's very good at doing this kind of thing, which I'm not, if you're very good at like organizing and saying, I'm going to go get a mammogram, and you got a friend like me who needs a little coaxing and a little bit of organization, reach out and say, let's get your appointment scheduled. I mean, that is the most baller move you can make for your boobie friend. That and you know what? We're going to hear a story. We're going to have someone reach out to us that says, I went And I got one, and I never thought in a million years I would have breast cancer, and I did. And because it was early, we were able to tackle it. That's just the best part of this, is that it helps everybody in the end.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it, ladies.
Boobie check. Boobie check.
Hold on. I'm getting a call from the PTA. I'm not going to answer it at this moment,
her
though.
PTA.
I know.
I read the WhatsApp.
It's not only Women's Health Month. It's the donation drive month at our school. So.
Talk about boobies. Wouldn't that be a nice way to
It's so great. My friend at the school, she like works at the school, and she's like a huge advocate for the school. And we were talking like, how do we get the fire department to come up for our event? And she goes, literally, this was like a huge meeting. And she goes, you put on high heels and you wear a short skirt and you go and you ask them. And I was like, get it, girl. Get that fire department.
Done and done. You need them there. I will go. I will fake like I had a seizure. I will ask them for mouth to mouth, and then they will show up to your event. I've done that a million times.
I was such an asshole, though. I scanned the room, and I was like, who should we send? Which is, you know, look, it wasn't me. We're not sending me.
It should be me. Because I think they would really think that I needed help.
Let me tell you the reason why I'm sending you. Because you do have great gams, and you're not going to take no for an answer.
No.
So I need you to get that truck.
I'm a
there.
Dog with a bone. I will keep showing up. They'll be like, why does she show up every day to the firehouse?
This firehouse is now a dog with a bone, if you know what I mean. She leaves us as soon as we agree to go. But you got to bring them donuts. You got to, like, you got to, you know.
How about these nuts, these donuts?
Those donuts?
I'll let them come to my mammogram with me and... Then they'll be on board.
Hey, you know what? That's a really great idea, is to have like...
Firemen do
let's
it?
Let's not forget fire women are there too, you know. That
Which so, really confuses me. Have you seen some of those pictures of like with their chiseled arms and am I straight?
Yeah, why don't we just like say the firemen are going to be at the mammogram center today. So it's like they pass out balloons to the ladies. That you get two pink balloons. They hand them to you, and you get like candy.
You just get
for
a shoulder
free,
massage and, after you went through it. Just
oh
like
my
a
God.
High five.
Oh,
like,
with their strong hands. Can you even imagine?
They go grocery shopping with you and just pick up groceries, and you get no shirt, just the suspenders. What is it, Magic Mike? Who cares?
You know, we're just talking
we're
marketing.
We're just regular
here.
People.
We're smart.
We're thinking. We're ideating. We're coming up with ideas.
Yeah, because we're all, you know, we all need to enjoy life a little bit more.
That's right. That's right.
So I'm coercing Kristen into today's topic a little bit.
No. No. Yes. Yeah.
Nope.
A little
yep.
bit.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because I am going through what I, and now that I've done research, I'm not sure it is, but I thought I've been going through some hormonal shifts, which I think is a dumb thing for a woman to say because they're constant. There's more like, there's like F5 hormonal shifts. Like,
what the fuck? Am I a jet? That feels right.
Yeah. When you're a jet, you're a jet.
When you're
the
a jet.
And you know that. But like, you know, there's perimenopause, there's menopause, there's pregnancy, there's when you get your period. You get all these tidal waves of hormones like all the time. And then you just get the like, F3, the medium, that just depends on. So I don't know if, here's what I've been dealing with. Getting over COVID, I've got brain fog. But then I got, you know how Facebook like reads your brain sometimes
yeah,
and
like,
suggests stuff?
Do you have these 10 signs? You could be starting menopause.
Yeah, the weird thing like, is like Facebook will
off,
like
Facebook.
Think of a shirt I saw. Like I saw somebody wear a shirt and I like it.
You're like,
and
why
then
are
I don't even say
coming
it out
up on
loud,
my FYP?
But then it shows up, But then, like, it's weird because Amazon suggests to you, like, hey, you might like this donkey furry costume, which you're like, fix your algorithm, Amazon. This is embarrassing for me.
Shit, that came to your house?
I know.
Why is this corner of this thing in my nipple?
Let's
it's
move
like,
it. I don't know. God, it's reminding you
to go put my boob on something.
Yeah,
okay.
Set your boobie up there. So I've had brain fog, and then I've been gaining a little bit of weight, which is not untypical, but it's also like harder for me to lose weight, which
yes.
is kind of like none of my old tricks that I used to be able to do to drop a few pounds are working. And then my hair's thinning a lot. Was like, okay, this is it. My mom, when I was like trying to get pregnant with Delilah, talking to my OB just to see if my hormones were working, he was like, Do you know when your mom went into menopause? Well, she had a hysterectomy, but they left her ovaries so she could tell when she went into menopause. And it was like 57. So he's like, you won't start having symptoms till like 7 years before that.
Huh.
So that's what my doctor says. We're not doctors, obviously.
Well, we pretend to be.
Yeah. No, give us a couple of drinks and we will. But so that's what he says, Delia, like find out when she did it. And so I thought, well, maybe I was like going through early or something like that. And so I've ordered all these vitamins. I'm going to this lady. I'm going to pee in a cup. No, you pee in a cup and she checks all your levels and stuff like that. I also got the hormone suggestion because evidently hormones can make you foggy.
Well, what happens is, in menopause, well, when you're perimenopausal, it's like your body's, it's like a Studebaker that like kind of works sometimes. Like you got to like really like turn it.
Yeah, that's run when the it starts.
And then menopause is the full blown, shitty, all the shitty stuff, the hot flashes basically what happens is like your body stops producing estrogen and, progesterone, if I'm saying that right. I think I'm
you
getting...
are. I put them all in these notes because I wanted to.
But the way that it was explained to me that I really liked is because I was having some weird symptoms that were, oh boy, guys.
If you don't know.
Hey, listeners, get ready for this sexy conversation.
If you're young, certainly if you're a young man, listen to this.
Understand women.
Prepare for Boner Town.
Boner Town. You know what? I don't care. I feel like.
I don't care either, honestly.
I did care. I was pretty upset.
Perimenopausal is like when it's all starting then.
Perimenopausal, when it starts.
Your levels go down.
Starts in your 30s. Everyone thinks it's in your 40s.
Nope.
But it's a slow decline. And here's the thing. We as women, we do not demand enough hormone panels because we don't know really what that means. And your hormones are responsible for everything. And for me, I got kind of a window early because we were working so much that I had my period for 30 days straight.
Woo!
So I went to my OB and she's like, well, first of all, she was like, are you a workaholic? And I said, yes, I'm sorry, yes. And so she's like, you got to chill. You got to cut back. Your body is like overreacting to all of your stress. And then I had to take a bunch of birth control pills
I
supercharged my
period.
Here's
what your body does. Instead of beach balling, you just period, period,
I just period,
period, period. And you're like, well, this has got to stop.
It's got to stop at some point.
But then it
then
does.
I got anemic.
So you got to unplug you and then plug you
100%.
Back
100%. Yeah. That's accurate on many levels.
Okay, tell me.
So then I did a hormone panel, and that is when they were like, you're showing some shifts in your hormones. And I was like, what?
You slapped the doctor.
That's not why I'm here, sir. Yeah. But now I'm crying. And then I had to take a look at it. I had to look at what that meant. And then I was like, okay,
look at what it meant, they checked your levels and
They checked my levels and they saw like there was a decrease in some of them. They're like, this is totally normal. I was still totally capable of getting pregnant. So I made sure my husband got a vasectomy. And because I had such a rough second pregnancy, we didn't want to risk it for a third. So then, not too long ago, so I knew I was perimenopausal at one point, but I didn't know exactly what that meant. But then, oh boy, here it goes. Here's the sexy stuff.
Okay.
My husband and I went on our first like husband and wife trip in like a golf trip in Arizona.
Oh, she loves a collared shirt.
I do love a collared shirt. I love golfing. It's
with a dry knit weave to it.
So we went to do the deed and it hurt like a motherfucker. And I was like, oh my God. And so then I went to the doctor and they were like, yeah, basically your cooter's broken is what they basically said.
Okay.
So then I went to this really great doctor.
But it was Arizona, by the way.
It was Arizona, so I do.
You had been sunbathing naked.
I had been sunbathing naked, and
she prefers to get her pap smear out
right
in the sun.
Adult pool.
Yeah,
there's a lot of OBGYNs at that pool.
Adult pool, too. Yeah. You know, you can have a cocktail.
You can have a cocktail.
The service is good.
There's many people that are willing to service you. Gross. I did not do that. I'm not at a swingers pool. We were at the family pool, even when we could have been at the swingers pool. And so I was like, oh my God, this hurts so bad. So I found this OBGYN.
It was just like out of the blue.
It was out of the blue.
Okay.
But it wasn't. It was.
Well, but like it worked one day and then the next day.
I had had sex the week before. It had been a bit.
Well, I'm just wondering if it was like whoop, 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 whoop. boop. And then it was like squeak, 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 squeak. And then it went like rug burn. And you know what? Your doctor will ask you this in exactly those terms.
And that's what I have to say. I found this OBGYN. I hate the name of his office. It's something about like geriatric, whatever the fuck. And I was
geriatric
like,
cooter control. which also has a bus that'll drive around.
Right. So I got in there, and at this point, I was kind of just over being sad. I felt very sad when I found out I was perimenopausal. I felt pissed off. I felt sad. I felt like, oh great, this thing, like my hoo-ha is not going to work anymore. And I am somebody that likes my hoo-ha and my husband liking my hoo-ha. And that felt really scary. And also just felt like all the shit that's going to come with it is so crappy. I was like, I'm not ready. You know, I don't want all that stuff. I don't want all that. It's hard to lose weight. It's hard to, you know, blah, blah, blah. So then I finally just got fed up, and I went to this doctor who is at night. He's trying to be a stand-up comedian. There's some things you don't want your OBGYN to be. And you certainly don't want him to find out that you are a comedian, because then he's like trying stuff out. Although,
does he go in there and check it out and be like,
tap, tap, tap.
This thing's not on. We're going to do a little bit to turn it back on. So.
So he's like trying out some of his best stuff. And then he was like, hey, look, you've got two. There's all these hormones that are, it's a hormone panel. He goes, you got two that are low. That's it. And I go, okay, that doesn't seem as dire.
Yeah.
He goes, one of the things I can give you is going to help with your restless sleep and your bitchiness, and the other thing's going to help your hoo-ha. And I go,
I used that years ago, man.
I go, really? And he goes, yeah, one is it's a vaginal tab that you put in there that keeps all your insides soft. God.
I used to keep a vaginal tab in college that was just, who owed you? To what level? We're going to put this on your vaginal tab.
So I put my vaginal tab different up there, and I was like, hey, that feels better. And then, you know, my husband is just, he is a brass tacks kind of guy who he just
wants to put it up there before sex, or is it how
you put it up there? You do. For me, I was prescribed to put it up there like every 3 or 4 days to keep everything soft.
That's what I would rather have, is like just a regular schedule, not like, oh, I better put my diaphragm in kind of situation. But like, I mean, your vagina's very absorbent. That's why those crazy college girls are doing the vodka tampons. I'm not doing that. If you're willing to do that, what's a tab, man?
Yeah, tab's easy. And it's just like a little boop. And it's not as humiliating as I thought it might be, except when I did go to my pharmacy to get the first set of refills that I've had on it. And I normally, it's four women, and I know all of them. And nope. I don't know. Somebody took the day off, and they got hot guy from UCLA.
Oh,
and I walked up and I go, oh God. And he's like, hey, well, okay, what's the name? And I gave him my name. And then he's like, what's your birthday? And I'm like, this is just getting real shitty. And then he goes, and do you understand how the medication works? I'm like, yeah. He goes, it's a vaginal. And so I go, I got it.
Hold on, talk slower. And then you put on some music.
Thank you so much. And can you add some Monistat and some lube to this? I mean, why not? Let's just, let's make it a baker's dozen, shall we?
A pharmacist worth his salt would have been like, hold on, let me put on this Bow Chicka Bow Wow music.
Hey, he's a pharmacist. Man, that's already enough.
You're going to open this real slow. So,
and you're going to put your veggie tab in. You're going to hope your husband doesn't make you mad. That is not something you can get medicine for.
No, there's no.
You just
hope it's called marijuana.
It's marijuana or tequila.
Depends where you live, like what state that you're in. I have a lot of friends. I don't have a lot. I have multiple friends that have told me that they're using them. So I know that means that there's like
a ton
that don't want
to. You have that. You have that text chain. I'm not on it. You have that text chain.
I got deleted
from it.
I did. But that's okay.
Okay, but that was not for
I was
vaginal.
Accidentally on there. I was the wrong gen. But it was still very informative.
Oh, because I thought that was so nice. There were like 10 girls, and they were like all talking about, oh, my cooter feels weird, or this is happening to me. And they were so open, because I feel like there is this thing where like you kind of don't want people to know, because you don't – I don't know. There's something about the way we've been treated, or women are – like we're brought up to think like your baby years are the only years. Like after 50, fucking you're dusty.
Oh, as though a woman's worth is equivalent only to her fuckability. I've never
heard that before. I know. Jen, I've never heard this concept.
What? I know.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Well, I will say on that text, Jane, I just was like a voyeur for a long time reading through all the texts.
I was reading it. I was like, yes.
I was sending her some. And then I was like, send pics. And that's when they got deleted. I didn't. I'm joking. I'm totally joking.
Because I was like, God, that's committed.
No, I do. It was great. So start a text chain with your friends that says, I'm dealing with this. Anybody else? And what are you doing to like combat it? Because this was interesting. I printed out some information because literally
I'm
not.
It's not easy to understand it, by the way. You don't know, like, not to mention we have brain fog and then they're using all these fancy hormone names. And then you're like, I'm drying up and dying.
No.
Like,
so, you know, just got on the old internet and Googled Cooter control. No, yeah. That's not what I did. But like women and hormones. And I did find a really great blog from it's a person. There's people there.
What?
It's an OBGYN called, let me see what it's called, Moreland.
God, by the way, anybody has funny names on their OBGYN, please. That was a whole chain.
Moorhead.
God,
yeah, let's think of more. Yeah. What would be a funny one?
Dr. Feelgood. Yeah. There was one that you found that was like Dr. Phalanges or something. I was Nope.
Dr. Ambidextrous. Mm-hmm. I'm interested. Okay. But this is what, so as I was Googling, cause I'm like, I gotta be able to find like a hormone specialist, a shaman, just somebody that's going to like fix all this.
They're hard to find.
So this is the first thing. This is the first thing it said. Whether it's low energy, weight gain, irritability, decreased sex drive, as women approach 40, they start to feel different, and many think it's their hormones. And this is a hormone specialist who can make money from it and says, come in, get them checked, because a lot of times it's not. A lot of times it's that you have—
You're married?
Yeah. You have lifestyle issues, which is a polite way of saying married.
Yeah.
Married to somebody stressful.
Yeah. Maybe hormones aren't— your fix, but maybe divorce is.
Yeah. Well, you know what? This doctor can go in and advise in multiple directions.
Yeah,
evidently.
That guy went to med school. I'll listen.
They're out there because it also goes into like, and I forget about, you know, it feels like the big problem is like your body after pregnancy, after you have a baby. That's like the headline, which also messes with your hormones.
I was going to say, it's only catastrophic. And I don't know any women out there that are nursing. And if you've tried to have sex with your husband while nursing, like, first of all, I said there needs to be a year off because it is literally like somebody, does anybody need some kindling for this campfire?
Spark,
come on.
Spark.
Yeah, yeah. It's like somebody left the tire off the wheel well and is driving down the street.
You're
and
like
it's just
my, a vagina feels like a MacBook that has been on my lap for 12 hours.
But not in a hot way, like in a literal temperature way.
Yeah. Well, I thought that was interesting because I do speculate that I'm not going to go into it for a while. Maybe it is because there's all these things that like, but here's how powerful your hormones are. Like, we have so many friends that have PCO with the stuff that polycystic
ovarian syndrome. Yes, everybody asks me if I have it because of my goatee.
Yeah, because and you know what it is? It's because you have too much
progesterone. Testosterone. I forget.
Your ovaries produce all the stuff. Yeah. They're working overtime.
One's like, I'll take this shift.
Yeah, they go back and forth. There's two of them.
I'm not going to come back for a couple months.
Can you imagine if you had three? You'd just be like...
Three ovaries. Why would... Oh, my God. I would never stop being on my period.
You'd be on that show, Women Who Snap, or what's that? Yeah. She didn't have a choice. Her doctor would bring in a picture of her fallopian tubes to trial and be like, she didn't have an option, you guys.
She killed him because she was pissed off, and she ovulated 14 times that month.
So low estrogen, this can happen at any point in your life. It can happen when you're young, and it can happen as you hit 30s, 40s, whatever. Menstrual periods are less frequent or stop altogether. You get hot flashes or night sweats. Difficulty falling or staying asleep. Dryness and thinning of the vagina, decreased sexual desire, mood swings, and dry skin. Did you know that?
I did know about dry skin only because my OB, he had a lot of bits. But they were connected to a freaking, you know, face.
A male body?
Yes. But they were connected to a spa place where they're like skincare for a mature skin, which you do have to treat your skin differently as it's matured, which I can tell my skin is different. And also my eyelids are like falling over my eyeballs. I get it. But I didn't know that was all connected to hormones until I went in and talked to this guy who made it very easy to ask the questions that
I was
just really scared to ask. And I do think because he was weird and funny and sort of clownish, I was like, all right, doc, it like hurts to have sex. Like, what's up? And then he was like, well, this will help. Put these in your cuckoo. Oh, he didn't say cuckoo.
No, listen, I read this thing.
But I take progesterone.
Okay.
I take progesterone.
Okay. Yeah.
And that has really helped. I don't know if I'm what the estrogen is of it all.
I don't want to go through it.
Because I don't have my chart with me. I don't, you know.
Okay. So I'll tell you what that one is. You want to know what that one is? Because it's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
It is, you produce it after you ovulate.
Yeah.
So if you're not ovulating regularly, it's not always going to be there.
Right.
Right. Okay. It's what prepares your endometrium if you were pregnant.
Right.
To like have the egg. You guys, she's just rolling blank tape over here. But
no, I'm doing that. I'm literally trying to put together the model that I have seen in the office many times.
You put the egg in the skillet and it sticks there, you know, and then it creates a chicken. Yes, that's what that is.
I think it creates a wonderful omelet, but I think that's more what my uterus is making these days.
Okay, and then so it stimulates blood flow to your uterus. So, yeah. So that's why that.
Well, I've definitely stopped. I'm not having I've never caught a break when it comes to periods. From day one that I've had one, it's been like somebody's trying to kill me. On the road, I'm like... Yeah. Oh, God, how am I going to do this show? It's like I'm, like, doing a dying scene drama.
I know I was here last week, but I see that you've got a suitcase packed.
Yeah.
It's like a dog with a limp. Just keeps...
Every time I go to... If I have to do a show on a period, I literally have a second suitcase. And Jen's like, I know what that one is.
It's a pad suitcase.
It's a pad tampon extravaganza. Maybe inside I have, I don't know, transfusion materials.
She's got a Costco size Midol bottle. It looks like one of those one of those jars of Cheetos that you buy, the cheese puffs ones.
It's the same size too.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I need. So it's always been hard. So
I want you to know this because I thought this was interesting. If you have low progesterone, it can cause gallbladder problems, which don't you guys in your family, don't you guys have a gallbladder thing?
We have a spleen thing.
Oh, is that the same thing? I'm a doctor.
No, different.
Okay.
But I still think that the hormones of it all will affect everything because it's related to your blood. It's related to blood flow. It's like hormones are key. When people who have had weight loss surgery, they get the surgery where it literally like – makes your stomach half the size. The bottom part of that stomach is full of hormone that causes you to want to eat.
Cortisol.
So that's what they take out. Cortisol is so tricky. Like, so that is, it's like, just shows you, like, hormones are so important, and they are the driving machine behind how you feel, your energy level, your sleep, your eating patterns, your weight patterns. And so if you don't know what you're dealing with, how can you... That's why I feel like I did do the right thing, because I was sick of it. I was sick of, you know, not being able to have sex and it feel comfortable. I was tired of feeling like I thought I was getting hot flashes, but actually I was on a terrible Tempur-Pedic mattress, and then we replaced that, and that, and now I'm sleeping great. But
you know what? Life's too short and expensive to not enjoy sex. It is free most of the time.
I don't know about that.
Check out our OnlyFans page.
That's my feet. No. That's just my feet.
There really isn't one. People keep messaging asking if there is one. There really isn't.
I really want to do one, because I think people would go, I'm not paying for that. It would be so pathetic and funny.
Can I tell you what happens if you have too much estrogen?
Yes, please.
This I thought was really... So it causes weight gain, particularly in the midsection, causes menstrual problems, light or heavy bleeding, worsening of PMS, fibrocystic breast, uterine fibroids, fatigue, loss of sex drive, feeling depressed or anxious.
I don't have that.
I think I have that, which, you know, if you – this is what I found out about estrogen. Fat cells create estrogen also.
Yes, I did know that.
So it can, like, make it worse. It's like a problem that can compound itself.
And that's why we get thick-middled. I forget the science on that, but there's a reason why in menopause you get thick-middled, and it's a bitch to try to lose it. And it's really, really hard. But the good news is it's not impossible. It has to do with, unfortunately, diet. Yeah. It has to do with... the kind of weight, the kind of workouts you're doing, the days of doing cardio, just cardio, are over.
No,
you have to lift weights. Women have to lift weights because muscle burns fat. As you're creating it, it burns fat. And that is where the fat is stored, is with that estrogen. So it's cyclical. So you got to get out there and lift 5 pound weights.
Well, guess what helps you, gain muscle.
What?
Testosterone.
So do I need to take testosterone?
Guess what your ovaries produce?
Testosterone?
Yes. And it also, if you're not producing at the level you used to, it can make you lose your hair. So that's why I'm like, I just got to go in and get
checked. You got to go in and get checked.
Yeah.
You got to advocate for yourself.
We've all seen a real beefy, like, weightlifter dude that is bald.
Bald.
It's because of the testosterone. Yeah.
Yep.
So it's like... It's all related.
And it really is.
We have a good friend of ours who I saw the other day, and she looked really good, healthy, glowy, and like more svelte than I'd seen her in a while. And
thanks, Jen.
And I asked her, I was like, what's going on? You just look so great. And she goes, I just got my hormones fixed.
I'm telling you.
I was like, sign me up, send me your doctor right now, and I'm going to make an appointment. Because, look, even if it helps 10%, that is a great thing.
That's where I was at. And I was like, stop feeling bad about it. This is natural. This is normal. You will eventually find this funny. You will eventually talk about this with comfort. But get to it right now. So I've been on – and there are people – I don't know if what I'm doing is HRT, which is hormone replacement therapy. But I know that there is research that says that doing that can cause cancer. I get it. You have to decide what is comfortable for you. For me, my quality of life needed to improve, because I just felt like I was raging kind of all the time.
Well, you gotta
go. My hormones are out of control. My PMS has always been just fucking awful. And I was like, I've got to get this. I don't want my kids to remember me like this. Like, I needed to feel – my mood was the biggest one. And then if I could fix my cuckoo, I did. But it's also dealing with a different hand. You're dealing with different cards. You're not dealing with your same self.
It's not something that you know.
It's not something you know.
And unfortunately, if our moms talk to us about it more, and also maybe, you know, the science and the technology is all different. It's, you know, go to a doctor, get your levels all checked.
Yep.
Don't go to a witch doctor. It's
go to an MD.
There's a literal science to it. So let somebody with a big old plaque on the wall charge you too much for it, because it will make a difference.
They'll practice his hot five on you.
They have all these new ways to treat all of this stuff that maybe your mom did not have the access to. So it was miserable. Like, there are ways to deal with it. And I'm like, I'm different than a lot of women in this, but I had such a ferocious period from the time I was 12 years old, that it would last for like 2 weeks. And then 3 weeks, like the day it would start, 3 weeks from that, I would get it again.
Oh.
And it didn't go away until I was on birth control.
I know. That's what I had to do, too. And birth control and me were not good friends.
First of all, I can't even
commit to Invisalign. So we knew I was that.
I did one of those ring things one time just to test it out. And I gained like 12 pounds in 2 days. And I'm not
joking. I know.
Joking.
The birth control pill is tough. It is. But I think what you did was really smart. And I wish we would talk about this as more often, that getting a IUD is an option before you have children. We always think it's just for women once you've had a baby. There's some sort of like urban legend that it has to do with your cervix. That's bullshit. There's no reason that you have to suffer. Stop thinking you have to bleed and stop thinking you have to suffer.
Yes.
You don't. Medically, you don't. Biologically, you don't. And that is not me saying it. That is those are doctors saying it, that you can go in and get that problem looked at, fixed, reduced, or like literally removed. I have friends that have done an ablation because they were tired of bleeding.
Yeah.
And I thought, it's our friend Jill who's like, she's just very like brass tacks. She's like, I'm done having kids. I want to go to dance parties and I don't want to worry about my period going through my pants.
Exactly.
I'm going to have an ablation. And I just love that she was like, I'm not going to feel guilty about this or weird or shame. I'm just going to go get my cooter checked out and live my best life.
Yes.
And guess what she's doing? She is living her best life.
I mean, especially if you have, like, if you're done having kids, like, I don't understand why you need it. Like, some people would be like, hey, it's, you know, naturally or whatever. But I got an IUD. There's two different kinds, and I got the one that makes your period go away, and I couldn't be happier.
I know
with
that was so smart. You've had 5 years of, like,
it's so great. And I do feel like a little hormone spike, and I'll have spotting every now and again.
Especially if I'm in the room.
It is. She's like, her period's like, come on.
Yeah,
we used to be such good friends.
We used to hang out all the time.
Remember, we would like come out on camping trips or as soon as you hit the beach.
She's like, don't come near me. I'm going away with my husband for the first time in 6 months.
Stay back. We're going to do everything over Zoom.
Nope. And over Zoom, it was like.
I could feel it. Yeah, I had to block that. I had to block her hormones. But it is kind of weird how, like, remember when you were, if you're ever around like tweens, you can, it's like a swarm of flies. You can feel the hormones coming off of them. I'm like, I don't.
And you're just like, I'm walking on shaky territory here. What's happening? Like, even yesterday when I was on campus at Eleanor's Elementary School, there were a couple fifth grade girls, and I was like, you guys just seem like you're ready to either cry or fight.
I don't know
what's going on right now, but I saw one of them yelling at her mom. She was like literally going through a spiral of emotions, like, I'm mad at my mom. I need to yell at you, but I don't know what to do. Now I'm embarrassed. I'm like, what's happening?
I get you, girl.
Yes.
I totally get you.
I'm over refereeing third grade having my own fit.
Well, those hocus pocus witches had it right. You steal that youth from them. That's nice.
You steal their youth.
But I don't want all the stuff with youth either. I don't want the horrible period. I don't want that. Like, I'm going to die with a oily T-zone, you guys, when I am 98 years old.
But you'll be happy you had it because your skin looks so damn good.
Well, I'm an oily person, and that's got to be hormones too, right?
Yes.
It has to be.
It is hormones. Look, I'm the first to say, I think it's a really unfair set of circumstances that women have to deal with. I really am pissed off about
it.
I look at my husband and I go, this is some bullshit, man. This is some bullshit that as we age together, I get to go through all this bullshit. And the only thing that might happen to you is your wiener will stop working. But there's a pill for that.
Yes, like, it's so easy.
It's so easy. Like, and I am literally like so frustrated by these little things that are like getting in the way of my life. And so I do feel a little bit of a chip on my shoulder about it. And I feel sad. Like, there's a part of me that's like, well, does this mean I won't feel sexy anymore? Does this mean that I won't? I think what I'm trying to say is it's really important for me right now to find my heroes that I can look to and go, well, I know Julia Roberts has gone through menopause because she's 55 years old and she looks awesome and she's cool and I love her. And like, I need to look at my heroes and aging faces and not people who are in denial of it, but who are sort of living through it. And Emma Thompson, like, she's crushing it right now. There's so many people doing things, and I just have to find my heroes.
I think so. I think there's like all this virility. I don't know if you use that for women, but it's like tied
tied to
like having your period still, which I just reject, especially there's nothing that gets you in the mood like your period, right? That gets you like out of a sexy mood. So it's like, It's so upsetting. Not upsetting. God, what am I trying to say? You know what?
It is upsetting.
Some of us have some anger directed at our menstrual cycle.
It's fair. It's weird. You have this thing for so many years that you're so used to it. Meanwhile, so many months you're like, oh my God, this is going to kill me. The cramps.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're me, it's cramping. It's sometimes I would get like constipated. Sometimes I'd get diarrhea.
Oh, yeah.
Like
yeah.
Whatever symptom you can have from having a period, I got it.
Because all those hormones and those blood vessels
are all
so
trying to
much
kill
work
me
all the time. I know.
But then when it starts to go away, you go, oh no, what does my body do now? Like, am I just dying on the
no,
vine?
No, you don't turn into Ebenezer Scrooge and
that's
have this like plume of dust behind you. It's like,
it's real nice, slow, gradual, finding a gray eyebrow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, literally if I did not color my hair, I would be so gray. It would be awesome.
I know.
I'm not ready. Don't you think it's weird too? Like, it's this weird, I always say that my son is caught between worlds right now because he's a sixth grader and I can see him like, he wants to be young and do little boy things, but yet he wants to be cool and do older boy things.
Yep.
So he's caught between worlds, which makes him insufferable. And then I think I'm the same way. I think I'm like, I want to be young again, but I'm facing that I'm not super young, but I'm also not ready to call myself old. So like, I don't know who I identify with. Like,
yeah.
I feel like I just don't know what to do with myself. I don't want to face the fact that I am aging, but I also don't want to be 20 again. I don't know what I am.
The biggest problem with aging is it makes you think of your mortality,
yes.
I think. Because otherwise, there's a lot of great things to it. Like, you're smarter, you give less shits, you usually
yeah.
have more money. Like,
yeah.
there are a lot of good things about getting older. You're like, here's the friends I want to be around. Here's the ones I'm not. Here are the
you
family members
know
I tolerate.
You
and yep. I know how to deal with this asshole. You know, but it's better. It's better in a lot of ways, but it gets like such a bad rap. And it's simply because there's that looming death that makes you feel like.
Oh, we can't talk about this shit.
No,
if we talk about looming death, I can't.
But
I won't make it.
Here's why what you were just saying about like, you know, men popping the pill for a wiener. I'm sure we've said this before. I read a study one time that was saying like, it said at this time, there are currently like 1,400 erectile dysfunction studies going on and 2 for endometriosis.
Oh my God.
Which so many women suffer from. It's painful. It can cause infertility.
Oh,
my
it's
mom,
terrible.
My
endometriosis
mom was telling me, my mom
terrible.
Was a PA that she has seen it, the tissue grow in women's lungs before.
Oh my God.
Like, it is bad, you guys. So women, you have to advocate for your health. You have to go in and tell your doctor what you need.
Yep.
We have to be like,
and we have to talk about it. We have to like stop adding a stigma to stuff.
Yes.
Like, look, I'm not saying at the Thanksgiving table when you're done with
you know
prayer,
what? I bet that
you know
your
what?
Uncle Joe doesn't know as much as he probably ought to. Because
he probably ought to. That's
yeah.
right. I mean, if your Uncle Joe lived on a farm, he knows more about the workings of his cattle than he does about a woman's anatomy.
I mean, if, in my opinion, sports bars, instead of a dartboard, they ought to have like an anatomy of the, like a
the
picture
female?
Of the, yeah. And you try and hit that clitoris with that dart. You just try to find it so you know where it's at, you know where to look for it. Like, there's too much that men don't know about women's bodies.
I agree. And I think we can only start that I think we have to take ownership in how comfortable men are with this idea of their body failing, that they go and they do something about it. They are
yeah.
like, oh, my wiener's broken. I need wiener medicine. Let's get those studies going. Women were like, oh, my vagina's broken, but let's not talk about it. I don't want to make
yeah.
anyone uncomfortable and I feel shame. Hell no. We need to be like, my cooter feels weird. This isn't working. What can we do? And then we are open about it and then we can start seeing people fight endometriosis, breast cancer, all those things that we're all still kind of quiet about.
I think because I listen, I'm so cool and so young
so
that
young.
I listen to a lot of talk radio while I'm driving. And
I don't even know how to find talk radio. Is that AM?
I don't do AM. I don't do terrestrial anymore because I have the Sirius XM. So a lot of news, a lot of talk shows. I know she's already asleep, you guys. But they have a lot of ads for men. There's like, here's a discreet online way to be evaluated for
erectile dysfunction.
Yeah. And like, so you can, there's obviously a huge market of men that don't want to talk about it either because they probably also feel like if their wiener doesn't work, then they're less virile and like attractive and stuff now, like that.
We can all agree like that men, we're not taking pot shots at men. We're just saying that the way that we treat these things as we age are very different between men and women. There's an openness to what men are dealing with and also an easier solution. Literally, they pop a pill and their wiener is working.
Yeah.
That's women. It's kind of maintenance. It's changing. It's ever evolving. And it's a whole thing. And I think that's the trickier part. It's nuanced.
Do you ever think like some 65-year-old dude who, God love him, is like, I am going to give my wife the pounding she deserves tonight. Been playing darts all day and I'm all
geared up. Hit that clitoris four times.
Yeah. So I'm gonna go into Walgreens and get my pill. And do you think that there's ever some young co-ed behind the counter who's like, do you know how to use this, sir?
What I think more likely happens
out of the package.
I think what happens more often than not is that husband's like, I'm going to give my wife that pounding she deserves. And then wife is like, nope, I'm mad at you. And so then he took the medicine and then he has a 4-hour boner for nothing.
Like, I can't even see the TV right now. Go in the other room, everybody.
This is a nice table for my remote.
Yeah.
This fits right on top. It works out great.
Impressive, sir.
Yeah. You know, my husband and I were talking about it too. Because there were a lot of these studies when Viagra first came out, which was actually used for heart medicine. And then they realized that, like, the byproduct was men were becoming erect. And they were like, whoa, this is, like, so many men are coming in, like, oh, my heart hurts. And like –
Yeah, you know it took years, too, for a guy to finally confess that side effect to his doctor. Yeah.
He's like, I'm having the best side effect I've ever had.
How's the heart med working?
Great. So good. Don't worry about it. Or unless you think you're going to take it away, then bad. It's not – I should get more of it.
Yeah,
I should
double my doses.
But because of that, there was this increase in divorce, and then men were starting to date younger women because they could sort of keep up because their wieners were – and my husband
Wait,
and I
keep
had,
up? What do you
well,
mean?
They were dating younger women because they were back in the game. Their wieners weren't like – as men age and as women age, we kind of age together. And like, you know, I don't think men have the same sex drive that they did when they were 18 they're 60.
No.
But if you give them wiener medicine, they're out banging younger. And they're like
– we both got it. We have an obligation to stay in this game.
That's what I'm saying. And my husband was really honest about it. He goes – he's like – in a normal situation, you're aging and, you know, things are changing for you. And I'm like, easy goes it. And he's like, I'm aging and it changes for me. And we're together and like, we're like, hey, the sexy idea is like watching some Netflix together and drinking a glass of wine and talking about like our favorite cheese. That
right.
seems literally like the sexiest thing I could do right now. But that would not have been sexy for me at 20.
No. But
I would have been like, let's act like we hate each other. And then bang in the car. That would have been great.
It feels unsexy, but we all have that like time of day where we're with our spouse and we're like, okay, you pick up the kids tomorrow because, okay, did you pay that bill? I am going to a doctor because I have a highly chafed vagina.
Right.
And you just say it then and then go get it fixed so that when you have had that glass of wine, then
and you're loose.
You're feeling like, you know.
You have to pregame. So what? Yeah. By the way, that does help. Menopause is, you know, taken to the old toy situation.
The toy box needs
to be in play because
that's a whole other episode.
It causes blood flow. It causes an increased blood flow. It causes an increase in serotonin. It kind of just like think of it like it rings out like not just your
mine's not
vagina,
ringing anything at this
but do
point.
You know what I mean? Like
yeah,
it's like a bell that's like instead of going. Bing bong. It's like
bong
bong. It's like ding ding.
Ding ling a ling ling.
There's a little bit of hope there. So it does, and it also helps with like atrophy, which is like your when the estrogen leaves,
oh God,
it causes your vagina to become dry and sort of atrophy. And using a toy helps with keeping everything lubed up and loose. And like, in addition to getting your hormones checked, and if a vagina tab helps you, it can keep things more comfortable. I've had to work really hard at it.
I'm
embarrassed. I was not into it. I was like, you know, I like having sex. And like, all of a sudden this thing was like not working. And so then I was like, well, what do I do now? Because I don't want to have a sexless marriage. I don't want that for myself.
No, nobody deserves that. We got to love
I mean, my husband deserves it a little bit. He's,
you know, but you got to be able to pick and choose.
I want to be able to like keep him
on demand.
On demand.
That's right.
And happy.
I made this joke to our friend Andrea about how it is the season. I was like, my vagina right now is just feeling like a pumpkin that's been left at jack-o'-lantern left out in the sun for too long. And beginning in October, every year we start sending each other like pictures of
dilapidated pumpkins.
Like mummies and stuff
Hey, quick question. How many 28-year-old hot guys are still listening to this podcast right now? Just send us a quick DM.
Great. I got a whole bunch of puns about scooping the pumpkin for you.
Get it.
You're going to love this. You're going to have to go to my OnlyFans page for that.
Yeah.
I do have
it's called Scoop Your Pumpkin.
I do have a hot flash.
Hot flash. Hot flash. Hot flash.
You know what? I feel like this is like the maybe the preachiest episode ever, but listen.
Are we being preachy or are we just talking honestly about our own experiences?
No, we're not
I don't mean to be preachy.
At some point, your friends need to say to you, go take care of yourself. And so if that's that sounds preachy to you, but it's just how friends talk to each other, okay?
Yeah, put me on a text chain. I'm into it. I have questions.
I have to say, Addison, shout out. I know you left a long time ago because you get tired to talk about vaginas.
Oh my God, this isn't my fault. You picked this episode.
It was me. I
know. This is not my fault.
Addison's my brother-in-law and we talk a lot. They aren't a sponsor anymore, but please re-up again, re-up. BetterHelp, because
BetterHelp.
I have two people that I know that are personal friends of mine who started using BetterHelp because of hearing about it on our podcast.
Yeah,
so
it's awesome.
So,
I think
that's
we're also forgetting
from now on. Pay
yes,
us for
therapy
it,
is suckers. A good helper during this freaking time,
but
too.
But he sent me an awesome podcast to listen to.
Okay.
And I'm obsessed with it. It's brand new, ladies. So don't.
Oh, yeah.
I'm on the wrong one. Hold on. Let me put my readers on because my eyes have dried up.
Guys, here we go.
It's called Badass Counseling. He has books, and I got to tell you all about him, like what his name is. His name is Sven, and you guys, he is built. He's a guy. He's like in his 50s or 60s or something. Look, there's a picture of his ripped up back on his website.
Hey.
And he is so common sense about counseling. He has like, where we'll talk about certain topics, or he has like a write-in episode.
He's not woo-woo at all.
He is not woo-woo at all. He is like
Glennon Doyle.
No, he is so, he hates that shit too.
I do.
He absolutely hates anything.
I know
that's
she
too.
Helps people, but no.
You know, some people like, you know, some people it speaks to you that way. I've suggested this to so many men to like dip their toe into counseling that I think that they would like it. Because he says, when you're like, there was this one episode that I thought was really great where somebody wrote in and said, I need help getting over somebody. He goes, the only way to get away is go deep inside of it. So he goes, you write about that person. You write about all your loves. You write about all your complaints. You exhaust yourself from your feelings of that person. And then you start to get over them.
That's a very different set of advice that I would have. I've always said the way to get over someone
Drive
is to get
house.
Under somebody else.
That's that work out.
You know what?
Mine is drive by their house, creep them on social media.
Yep, creep them. Make sure that you always have really sexy pictures of yourself.
Make sure you always look good at bars in case you bump into them.
Tag a friend that you know that they're friends with
so they have to see it. You know, not that.
I remember how to game play. I know what that is.
I like common sense stuff that's like, do this, it will help you.
Yeah.
Like a common sense strategy, and he's all about that.
Well,
so recommend it to the bros.
You're always looking for stuff that like speaks to you so that you can use it in your daily life in terms of like helping the way you are mentally. And I think that's really good. I don't do enough of that, and I think everybody can see it.
I like to do it well. No, I like to do that. And I think you'll decide when it's comfortable for you and you do it. I don't mean you in a general sense. I mean you in specific, because once you do decide to go there, you dive in.
I did like my marriage counselor. I did that for 2 years.
That's great. That's great. That should be another podcast episode. You ready to talk about that? I'm ready to talk about my mom. Not today.
Not today. Those are going to be 7-parters each.
Yeah. So that's my hot flash. You guys go look at pictures of him too.
We'll put him up on our podcast.
I'm going to look Instagram. At an image right now. And so, but he's a great guy. Oh, there he is. He's super cute. Look.
Oh my God. He's so cute.
Yep. Your sister would like him, huh?
Uh-huh.
And he's like, you would like to talk to this guy like at a bar too. Cause he's just, he's brass tacks about everything.
He listens to me and he kind of cusses and he's a big guy and he's
Let's
burly.
Set him up with somebody, ladies. You go listen to him.
Is he single?
He's single. Let's set him up with somebody. Let's do this. We'll figure it out. Maybe he'd be a guest on our podcast. We can set him up.
Oh, my God.
We'll try that.
Okay, we're going to try it. Okay. We're going to meddle. It's going to be great. I'm going to read a mom box. If this is you, lady, and you want me to say your name, just DM me, and I will say your name in the next podcast, because I do think, like, if you don't want us to say your name and you send us a message on the podcast, that's totally fine. We won't read it. But I do think it's kind of fun when people get to hear at least their first name, that they wrote something. And I thought this one was really great. And we've been hearing a lot that women are listening, and men, women are listening while they exercise, which is really great.
Yeah.
And like this, I'm going to read this one.
Hot piece of information. We're not exercising while we say these things.
But good for you for being better than us. I have never in my 35 years messaged, wrote a letter, or tried to meet a celebrity. Is she referring
to us? Who's she writing it to? Misfire.
Misfire meant to write to Gwyneth. But I am doing it today. I just went to your show in Waterloo at the Del Lago, and it was fantastically funny, and I loved every second of it.
Aww.
5 years ago, my son was born 9 weeks early, and we spent 41 days in the NICU.
Gosh.
I've struggled with this journey for years with major mom anxiety and guilt. A year ago, I decided I was going to run my first event, a 5K, to celebrate his 5 years of life. I'm going to cry.
I know.
For a year, every week, I look forward to your podcast. For the last few months, just to walk, which gradually grew into joining me on my runs. I ran the 5K in June, and not only did I finish, but I finished first in my age group.
Oh my God, I'm gonna cry.
To be able to say I finally got to see the two amazing women who helped me see that I wasn't alone, and that mom failure and guilt is not only real, but okay, and doesn't make you a shitty person, was the best night ever is an understatement. Thank you both for making me laugh, sometimes cry, but most importantly, realize I'm not alone and I'm doing okay. You two are the best. I wish I had her name on this thing.
You're not alone and you are doing so okay.
Wait, did I just find her name on accident? Hold on.
Enlarge it maybe? Just click on it. Click.
Touch it.
Might come up. Oh, yep.
Oh, I'm going to just say her first name, Rebecca.
Thanks
and
for that.
You know what,
Rebecca, message.
Thank you so much because that just means a lot to us. And oh, frick, now I feel things.
Yep.
Don't look at me.
Dive into it.
No,
I'm giving her
not
a hard
doing
stare.
That. I can tell she always does that. She's
go
like,
into it.
Nope.
Get there.
Can we please talk about a hot guy or another boner or something?
I'm going to take my rotten pumpkin and leave because we're done with this
podcast.
We're
done with our rotten pumpkins.
Go get yourself checked.
Get your boobies checked. Get your pumpkin checked. And DM us and let us know how it goes because we're into it. Bye.
I'll update you on mine. Bye-bye.